Have you ever felt that familiar rush of information overload? You know, you're sifting through financial reports, news analyses, investor presentations. All of it feels crucial, but there's just so much noise and, well, so little time. You want the critical insights, right? The aha moments that genuinely inform you without the mental exhaustion of trying to piece it all together yourself. That's precisely why we're here today. Today, we're embarking on a deep dive into Axon Enterprise Inc., trading under the ticker AXON. No. Many of you might know them from their original product, but this is a company that has undergone a profound, you could even say dramatic, transformation. They've evolved from, well, primarily a manufacturer of non-lethal weapons into this sophisticated, interconnected technology platform. You could argue they're becoming the de facto operating system for public safety agencies worldwide. Our mission today for you, our listeners, to navigate this complexity. We'll dissect Axon's evolving business model, its pretty impressive financial performance, its formidable market position, and the significant growth opportunities that lie ahead. We aim to give you a comprehensive, yet totally accessible understanding. Equip you to be quickly and thoroughly informed about a company that's not just making headlines, but actively shaping the future of law enforcement. And just so you know, our insights are drawn from a robust stack of sources, in-depth investment analyses, SEC filings, detailed earnings call transcripts, and various market research reports. So, let's get started.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack this journey. Axon's story is genuinely a compelling narrative of strategic evolution. The company began its life way back in 1993 as Taser International. As the name pretty clearly suggests, its foundational identity was built around its conducted energy devices, or CEDs, you know, what we commonly call tasers.
Right, the Taser device. That's what most people still associate the name with.
Exactly. And these devices rapidly became, and honestly, largely remain, a ubiquitous tool for de-escalation for law enforcement agencies globally. What's really crucial to understand here, though, is that beyond just selling a product, these devices helped Taser International establish a profound level of trust and operational integration within police departments. They essentially embedded the company directly into the daily workflow, even the lexicon of officers.
That's a critical point, isn't it? It wasn't just about the tech itself. How did they cultivate that deep trust, especially early on?
Well, it wasn't just the device's effectiveness, although that was obviously paramount. It was about solving a critical, immediate problem for officers: de-escalation and safety without resorting to lethal force.
Yeah.
That created a direct, sometimes life-saving connection. And the company, they focused heavily on training, on building relationships directly with departments, proving reliability, showing commitment. That fostered a brand loyalty that's frankly incredibly rare in almost any industry, let alone this one.
So that deep embedding, that trust, gave them an incredible springboard.
It really did. But the visionary leadership at the time, they recognized this couldn't just be a static company. They saw the broader technological needs evolving rapidly within public safety, needs extending far beyond just a single device.
So this led to that profound strategic pivot you mentioned, the rebrand to Axon Enterprise, which, as you say, wasn't just cosmetic. It clearly signaled a fundamental shift, a new mission: protect life and, quite provocatively, to ultimately make the bullet obsolete. That's a truly ambitious statement. How does a mission like that actually translate into business strategy?
It really acts as a North Star. It guides pretty much every investment, every acquisition. That mission to make the bullet obsolete isn't just, you know, aspirational talk. It's a direct challenge to innovate beyond existing solutions. It meant asking, okay, if Kazers address one piece of officer safety and de-escalation, what about the whole ecosystem, the entire picture of public safety? How can technology improve transparency, efficiency, safety at every single touch point? And that drive, that question, fueled the expansion beyond just hardware into this comprehensive integrated Axon network.
Okay, so if tasers were the initial land their way in with agencies, what did they expand into? How did that protect life mission translate into building out this Axon network?
Right, so it evolved into what they now describe as an end-to-end ecosystem, or maybe even more evocatively, a central nervous system for public safety agencies. Think of it like moving from separate individual devices to this integrated synergistic platform. The hardware components, they function as the, let's call them, sensory inputs of this network. You still have the market-leading Taser seeds, of course, but now they're critically augmented by Axon body-worn cameras and Axon Fleet in-car video systems.
Got it. So devices on the front lines capturing data.
Exactly. Constantly capturing critical data from police-citizen interactions. And this really lays the groundwork for the entire digital transformation they enable.
So the hardware captures the raw data, the sensory input, as you put it. But raw data isn't all that useful on its own, is it? It needs processing, management, understanding. That's where the intelligence comes in, I assume.
Precisely. That intelligence, that workflow management, it's primarily provided by the software layer. And that's centered on the Axon Cloud. This is where solutions like Evidence.com come into play, offering really robust digital evidence management. They also provide Axon Records for more streamlined records management and real-time operations platforms for better situational awareness.
And the strategic piece is the integration.
Absolutely. What's so strategic about this is that Axon didn't just build these as separate products. They designed them to be deeply integrated. They address the entire data lifecycle for law enforcement, from capture to storage to analysis and critically sharing.
That's a clever strategic move. It's almost like they identified a problem their own hardware created, this explosion of digital evidence, and then built the essential mission-critical solution for it.
That's a great way to put it. And it's absolutely fundamental to their land and expand model. The strategic brilliance lies in this self-reinforcing dynamic. The hardware sales, particularly the body cameras, generate an exponential increase in digital evidence,
which creates a massive headache for agencies.
A massive, undeniable data management challenge. And Axon's cloud software is purpose-built, almost bespoke, you could say, to solve that exact problem. Once an agency adopts Evidence.com for storing, redacting, securely sharing this critical digital evidence, well, the operational and financial costs of switching to a competitor become prohibitively high.
Ah, the high switching costs. That's the economic moat we always hear about in business analysis. It's not just the technical difficulty of migrating petabytes of sensitive data, is it? It's also the massive retraining effort for potentially thousands of officers, overhauling established procedures, and just the immense operational risk involved. It sounds incredibly sticky, almost irreversible.
It truly is. That deep integration, the sheer logistical nightmare of migrating an entire department's evidence infrastructure, coupled with the significant investment in training, it creates an incredibly powerful and durable economic moat. It means that once customers are in the Axon ecosystem, they tend to stay. And crucially, they tend to expand their usage over time.
Which leads us nicely into how Axon now reports its financials, right? They've refined things to highlight this dual nature of the business.
Exactly, which offers much greater transparency into these distinct yet synergistic segments.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for understanding the engine, because that strategic pivot isn't just a story, it's now explicitly reflected in their financial segments. Axon recently realigned its reporting, giving us a clearer view. Can you walk us through what's in each segment and why that distinction is so important for understanding profitability and the future?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's insightful here is how clearly this realignment showcases their hybrid business model. They've explicitly divided it into connected devices and software and services. The connected devices segment, well, that represents the foundational hardware. This includes the development, manufacture, and sale of their core physical products, taser seeds, personal sensors, think body cameras, and their accessories and platform solutions. That last bucket includes things like in-car video systems, drones, VR hardware, and the associated warranties for all this hardware.
So these are the tangible products, the physical devices. The revenue here is primarily transactional, a direct sale for a specific piece of kit.
Precisely. It's largely transactional, tied to physical product sales. Mm-hmm. And looking at their recent performance in Q2 2025, this segment generated $376 million in revenue, which was a very respectable 29% increase year over year.
Not bad at all for hardware.
No, definitely not. And this growth was notably fueled by strong demand for their latest innovations, like the new Taser 10 and the Axon Body 4. So they're still innovating strongly on the hardware side.
That's solid growth. But then you have the software and services segment. I imagine this is where the real long-term value and that recurring revenue power resides.
Absolutely. The software and services segment is truly the high-growth, high-margin engine of the company. It encompasses the full suite of their integrated cloud-based software solutions, digital evidence management platforms like Evidence.com, records management, real-time operations, and their increasingly important AI-powered productivity tools. And the critical distinction here, as you said, is that revenue from this segment is primarily generated through recurring subscription fees,
which creates that stable, predictable financial base, highly prized by investors.
Extremely prized. It provides a consistent revenue stream for the long term, give exceptional forward visibility.
So how did that segment perform in Q2 2025?
In Q2 2025, software and services reported $292 million in revenue. That's a robust 39% year-over-year increase. This reflects strong adoption of their premium software offerings and, you know, the ongoing success of that land and expand strategy.
Faster growth than hardware.
significantly faster. But the real insight, and what's truly fascinating here for understanding the company's financial leverage, is the stark difference in gross margins. In Q2 2025, software and services boasted a GAAP gross margin of 75.6%.
75.6%.
Okay. Compare that to just 48.6% for connected devices.
Wow, that's a huge gap.
It is. And this disparity clearly illustrates why the strategic shift towards software is so profoundly impactful for Axon's overall profitability and its future outlook. It signals a significant tailwind for margin expansion as that mix shifts.
That margin difference is really striking. You could almost argue, couldn't you, that the lower margin hardware acts as a kind of Trojan horse for the much more lucrative software. Is that a fair way to think about it?
That's a very apt analogy, actually.
Yeah.
The hardware is the critical wedge. It creates the data, and the data absolutely demands the software. Now, if a new disruptive hardware competitor emerged that didn't integrate with Axon's cloud, yeah, that could certainly create a challenge. But Axon mitigates this by continuously innovating their hardware, like we saw with the Taser 10 and Axon Body 4. They work hard to ensure their hardware remains best in class, preserving that initial LAN capability. It's a strategy that leverages the best of both worlds. Sticky hardware, leading to even stickier high-margin software.
And you mentioned recurring revenue that's often measured by metrics like AR and NRR in SaaS companies. How do those look for Axon? What do they tell us about the health of the software business?
Right. These metrics are indeed crucial for understanding the health and scalability of their software business, especially for anyone familiar with SaaS valuations. Axon's annual recurring revenue, or ARR, that's the annualized value of all their active monthly recurring contracts, things like licenses, integration, warranty, storage, it reached $1.2 billion as of June 30th, 2025.
$1.2 billion.
Yeah. And that marks an impressive 39% increase year over year. This rapid growth just underscores the accelerating adoption of their subscription bundles and indicates a strong, predictable revenue base for future growth.
So $1.2 billion in predictable revenue, growing at almost 40% annually. That's a powerful foundation. But what about net revenue retention, or NRR? That tells us how much existing customers are actually increasing their spending, right? Even accounting for any churn.
Exactly. NRR measures the percentage of recurring revenue retained from existing customers over a one-year period. It accounts for upgrades, cross-sells, expansions, while netting out any churn or downgrades. And NRR consistently over 100% signifies that revenue growth from your existing customers is more than offsetting any customer losses.
And for Axon?
For Axon, their NRR for Q2 2025 was an exceptional 124%.
124%.
Yes. And here's where it gets even more compelling. They've maintained an NRR near or above 120% for 20 consecutive quarters.
20 quarters, that's 5 years. That's phenomenal. What is it about Axon's specific customer dynamic that lets them sustain that, especially in a sector often constrained by public budgets?
That's the real insight, isn't it? It speaks volumes about two key things. First, the truly mission-critical nature of their software. Like we said, digital evidence management isn't a nice to have anymore. It's a legal and operational necessity. Second, the deeply embedded workflow. Once an agency builds its entire evidence chain around evidence.com, introducing new modules like Axon Records or real-time operations or the new AI tools, it becomes a natural incremental extension.
So it enhances productivity rather than being a big disruption.
Exactly. It enhances productivity and safety rather than being this huge disruptive overhaul. Agencies continuously find more value in the expanding ecosystem, which leads to those consistent upgrades and cross-sells. Even within tight budget constraints, the ROI on efficiency and legal compliance is just so clear.
Which leads us seamlessly into the broader industry dynamics and why Axon seems so well positioned.
Precisely. It clarifies that stickiness perfectly.
Yeah, the larger story here isn't just about Axon as a company. It's about Axon operating within this fundamental transformation of public safety itself. We're seeing this huge shift from traditional, often siloed methods to data-driven operations. Axon's right in the middle of it. So when we look at the overall market for law enforcement technology, how big is it, actually? And how fast is it growing?
That's a crucial question, and the answers vary a bit. Market estimates for the global law enforcement tech sector, they range quite widely. You see numbers from maybe $1.7 billion up to over $17 billion for 2024.
That's a huge range. Why the difference?
It largely stems from differing definitions. Some reports focus just on software, others on integrated systems. Some include a much broader array of physical security tech. But despite this variance in the absolute size, there was a strong consensus on one thing: robust, double-digit compound annual growth rates. DGRs. Forecasts consistently project growth between, say, 10% and maybe 14.5% through the next decade. And the U.S. market, which is Axon's core, is specifically expected to grow at about an 8.9% CAGR through 2035. The trend is undeniably upward.
So even with different ways of counting, the market's expanding rapidly. But Axon has its own much larger total addressable market, or TAM, estimate, don't they? What's the story behind that $77 billion figure they use?
That's a sharp observation. And what's fascinating here is that Axon's self-estimated $77 billion TAM is significantly larger than most third-party reports.
Right.
And this isn't just, you know, puffery. It's because Axon isn't just competing in the established law enforcement software market as traditionally defined. They're actively defining a new, more holistic category, the public safety operating system. Their PAM proactively includes not only their current hardware and software, but also their ambitious expansion into federal, international, and even commercial verticals.
So the implication is they're aiming to architect the future, not just compete in the present.
Exactly. It signals an aggressive growth ambition, positions them as the architect. Of course, it also carries the risk of overextension or maybe misjudging adoption rates in these newer markets. But for a company with Axon's track record, it shows a clear vision to redefine their long-term potential, going far beyond traditional market confines.
That's a bold vision. And this growth isn't just happening in a vacuum. It's driven by powerful, almost irreversible secular tailwinds that are fundamentally transforming public safety. What are these big trends propelling Axon's expansion?
Yeah, several powerful long-term trends are indeed fueling this market. It feels more like a structural shift than just a cyclical upswing. First, there's the pervasive digital transformation of law enforcement. Agencies are rapidly ditching those old, siloed, often paper-based, on-premise legacy systems.
Moving to the cloud.
Moving to integrated cloud-based platforms. It's driven by the need for greater operational efficiency, better interagency data sharing, and giving real-time actionable info to officers in the field. This move to the cloud isn't just a preference. It's becoming the standard for modern public safety.
Makes perfect sense. Nobody wants clunky old systems when lives are potentially on the line.
Precisely. Second, there's the proliferation of digital evidence. With body-worn cameras, in-car video, general surveillance becoming so common, there's been an exponential increase in the sheer volume of digital evidence. This data explosion has made sophisticated digital evidence management DEM software absolutely essential, non-discretionary for modern policing.
They just can't function without it.
They simply cannot function without robust systems to manage, redact, store this data. And DEM is actually expected to hold the largest share of the software market, which, of course, is a core part of Axon's offering. Perfectly aligned.
So more cameras mean more evidence, which means an increasing, unavoidable need for Axon's software. It's like a virtuous cycle for them. What else is driving this?
A third key tailwind is the demand for transparency and accountability. There's obviously a heightened public and political focus on police conduct, community relations. This has created a powerful mandate for technologies that enhance transparency. Body-worn cameras are really at the forefront of this movement.
And their adoption drives the need for the whole ecosystem.
Exactly. Their widespread adoption acts as a primary catalyst for the entire ecosystem of related software and services that Axon provides. And finally, just advancements in technology itself are creating new demand. The increasing integration of AI and machine learning, say for predictive analytics, and the pioneering use of virtual reality for training de-escalation, empathy training, these are expanding the market scope, creating entirely new opportunities agencies are eager to explore.
These are huge systemic changes. It sounds like Axon isn't just catching a wave. They're riding a tsunami of technological and societal shifts. And all of this just seems to reinforce their economic moat and market dominance.
It absolutely does. Axon has established a truly formidable competitive position built on several pillars. They hold dominant market share in their foundational products, estimated around 90% of the CED market, maybe 70% of the body-worn camera market in the U.S.
Huge shares.
Huge. And this incumbency is protected by factors we touched on earlier, those exceptionally high switching costs, migrating petabytes of critical evidence, retraining thousands of officers, overhauling established, legally compliant procedures. It makes leaving Axon incredibly costly, time-consuming, and operationally risky.
And the more agencies that adopt Axon, the harder it is for anyone not to use Axon, right? That sounds like a network effect.
Exactly. The Axon network benefits from powerful network effects. As more law enforcement and judicial agencies adopt evidence.com, it naturally becomes the de facto standard for securely sharing evidence between departments. with prosecutors. This creates a compelling incentive for non-Axon agencies to join the network just to streamline collaboration, which further entrenches Axon's position.
Makes sense.
And finally, you can't discount their brand equity and trust. 3 decades of history. They've cultivated a brand synonymous with officer safety, reliability, innovation. That's an intangible asset that is very, very difficult for competitors to replicate in this sensitive sector.
So we've outlined the strategic transformation, the business model, the tailwinds, the competitive advantages. What does this all mean when we look at the numbers? Let's dive into Axon's financial performance, because this isn't just a story of top-line growth. It seems to be a story of increasing scale and significant margin expansion, which is particularly compelling.
Indeed. An analysis of Axon's financials over the past few years, it paints a very compelling picture of a company hitting an inflection point. The company has demonstrated this remarkable ability to consistently grow its revenue at a rate over 25% annually.
For 14 straight quarters, you said?
14 consecutive quarters through Q2 2025. This sustained high-growth profile is just a testament to the strong demand for its integrated products and the successful execution of its ecosystem strategy.
That kind of consistency isn't just a good year, it's long-term performance. Speaks to deep market penetration, continued innovation.
It truly is. If you look at total net sales, they expanded from about $863 million in 2021 to $1.56 billion in 2023. That's a 2-year CAGR of 34.5%. And this period also marks that critical inflection point in profitability. After incurring a GAAP operating loss of around $168 million in 2021, largely driven by big investments in SG&A and R&D, Axon achieved strong operating profitability, about $93 million in 2022, then $155 million in 2023.
So a clear demonstration of emerging operating leverage. They're becoming more efficient as they scale.
Absolutely. It shows they're not just growing revenue, but becoming substantially more efficient and profitable as they do it. Those investments are starting to pay off on the bottom line.
That shift from a significant loss to robust operating income is a powerful indicator. And we talked about the two segments earlier, connected devices and software and services. How do these contribute to that overall financial story, particularly the accelerating margin expansion?
Yeah, a deeper dive into segment performance clearly shows the underlying drivers. The software and services segment is consistently the primary engine of growth. It posts higher growth rates than connected devices. Like we noted, Q2 2025, software and services revenue grew 39% year over year, significantly outpacing connected devices at 29%.
Right.
And this trend is crucial for long-term profitability because, as we discussed, the software business carries that substantially higher gross margin, with software and services reporting 75.6% GAAP gross margin versus 48.6% for connected devices in Q2 25. The increasing proportion of high-margin software revenue is a significant tailwind for overall corporate gross margin expansion.
So as more revenue comes from software, the company's overall gross margin should keep climbing. Excellent for profitability. Beyond the income statement, how's the balance sheet look? Cash flow? Are they generating enough cash to support this rapid growth?
They're maintaining a strong and healthy balance sheet, even with this rapid growth. As of the end of 2023, Axon had robust liquidity. Current assets of $2.4 billion, comfortably exceeding current liabilities of about $0.8 billion. That gives them a current ratio around 3.0x.
Plenty of short-term flexibility then.
Exactly. Their capital structure is also sound. Manageable debt-to-equity ratio, about 0.43 in 2024. More importantly, for a growth company, the business model demonstrates a strong capacity for cash generation. Net cash from operating activities has been consistently positive, reaching $189.3 million in fiscal 23.
So they can self-fund a lot of this growth.
That ability to self-fund operations and investments is a key strength, reduces reliance on external capital markets. And we also see a significant and growing balance of deferred revenue on the balance sheet, which is a very positive indicator for a subscription business represents future revenue already contracted. Great forward visibility.
That's a comprehensive picture. Strong growth, improving profitability, solid balance sheet, healthy cash flow really underpins the idea this transformation is financially sound, not just strategic talk. But even with all the success, companies always need to look ahead. What are Axon's next big growth opportunities? You mentioned they're still in the early innings.
Absolutely. The growth story for Axon feels far from over. Their strategic initiatives, their expansive view of their addressable market, it strongly suggests they're still in the early stages of a very long-term growth trajectory. Management has clearly identified multiple vectors for future expansion. And this is best illustrated by deconstructing that ambitious $77 billion plus total addressable market, the TAM.
Right. And what's fascinating here is how that TAM figure has ballooned. It was, what, $52 billion in 2022, now over $77 billion. What's driving that big jump? What are the largest pieces of it?
Yeah, and the significant growth in their estimated TAM primarily reflects their expanding product portfolio, the deepening ecosystem, and that bold ambition to enter entirely new market segments. When you break it down by product category, the largest opportunities aren't actually in their traditional legacy products. They're in the new growth initiatives. Axon Air, that's drones and robotics, represents a massive $19 billion opportunity, according to them. Real-time operations and digital evidence management software together, another $34 billion.
Wow. So the future growth is really rooted in software, advanced data analytics, and these next-gen hardware platforms like drones.
Absolutely. They are proactively building out entirely new capabilities to capture these, you know, greenfield markets.
And what about by market segment? Still mostly U.S. state and local police?
Well, while their core U.S. state and local law enforcement market remains significant, about $17 billion of that TAM, the analysis highlights even larger greenfield markets that are still largely untapped. The international market is actually the single largest segment they identify, representing a staggering $26 billion.
$26 billion internationally.
Yeah, followed by commercial enterprise at $17 billion and the U.S. federal government at $13 billion. These segments represent vast, underpenetrated markets where Axon believes it can replicate its successful ecosystem model. It signals a significant diversification strategy away from just domestic state and local government budgets.
That's a truly global ambition, extending way beyond traditional police forces. And how are they fueling this expansion? What's in their innovation pipeline? AI, drones, VR? How quickly are these getting picked up?
Their growth strategy is really underpinned by that deep commitment to R&D and a robust innovation pipeline. In AI, for instance, Axon is leveraging its AI era plan to automate and streamline core law enforcement workflows. Their Draft One tool uses AI to automate incident report writing has seen exceptionally rapid adoption, generated nearly $150 million in bookings in Q2 2025 alone.
And nearly $150 million booking for a new AI tool in just one quarter. That's staggering. What does that rapid adoption tell you about the pressure points within law enforcement right now?
It speaks volumes about the immense demand for efficiency. Officers spend a huge chunk of their time on administrative tasks, paperwork. AI tools like Draft One directly address that pain point, freeing up valuable time for community engagement, active policing. The speed suggests a very clear, urgent, unmet need. And Axon was able to leverage its existing deep relationships and integrated platform to really accelerate that rollout.
Makes sense. What about drones and VR?
For drones and robotics, through Axon Air and that strategic acquisition of Dedrone, a leader in counter-drone tech, Axon is positioning itself right at the forefront of aerial and robotic security. Concepts like drone as a first responder, DFR, and the growing need for airspace security at critical facilities. These represent significant new revenue opportunities. And in virtual reality, Axon's really a pioneer, using VR for public safety training immersive modules focused on de-escalation, crisis intervention, empathy. This tech is a key component of their platform solution subsegment, which actually grew a remarkable 86% year-over-year in Q2 2025, validates the market demand for better training tools.
And it's not just cool tech for tech's sake. It connects back to those ambitious moonshot goals we talked about earlier, like cutting gun-related deaths or making the bullet obsolete. Seems like those directly guide R&D.
Absolutely. These moonshot goals function as a powerful strategic framework. To obsolete the bullet, they invest heavily in more effective non-lethal tools like Taser 10 and advanced de-escalation training. To reduce social conflict, they develop VR de-escalation and empathy training. To accelerate justice, they build AI reporting tools like Draft One. This explicit alignment creates a cohesive and compelling narrative. It resonates deeply with customers, investors too, directly linking innovation to a clear, impactful, aspirational mission.
Given that the international market is such a huge part of their TAM, how is Axon actually doing with international expansion right now? Is it truly untapped, or are there big hurdles?
It is absolutely an untapped opportunity, and one where they readily acknowledge being in the early innings. Despite their global brand recognition, Axon's business remains heavily concentrated in the United States. Over 80% of its revenue in Q2 2025 came from the U.S.
80% domestic. Wow.
Yeah, it stands in stark contrast to that $26 billion international TAM figure they put out there. The hurdles. Sure, navigating diverse regulatory environments, different procurement processes, cultural nuances, and policing around the world. But management has been very open about this, signaling a very long runway for growth as they seek to replicate their domestic success in Europe, Asia, Latin America, elsewhere.
Massive potential, but challenges too. And beyond geography, are they also looking at new customer verticals beyond traditional law enforcement?
Yes, that's a key component of their long-term strategy, diversifying the customer base. The TAM explicitly identifies the commercial enterprise market at $17 billion and even the consumer market at $5 billion as substantial opportunities. This expansion into adjacent verticals, think private security, corporate asset protection, maybe even personal safety products down the line, could significantly broaden the company's revenue base and provide important diversification from the cyclical nature and budget constraints often associated with relying solely on public sector funding.
Okay, so we've talked about the impressive growth, the exciting future opportunities. Now, how is Axon actually fueling all this? Let's discuss their capital allocation strategy and some recent developments. Sounds like they're clearly prioritizing growth investments.
They absolutely are. Axon's capital allocation strategy is squarely focused on reinvesting capital to fuel that high-growth flywheel and expand their market. They prioritize funding internal innovation and strategic acquisitions over direct returns to shareholders, which is, you know, a very common and an understandable approach for a company in this high-growth phase, looking to capture a large, expanding market. The cornerstone of this is a disciplined focus on R&D. In 2023, R&D expenses were substantial, $303.7 million. That represented 19.4% of total net sales.
Almost 20% of revenue back into R&D.
Exactly. And management has indicated plans to even increase R&D hiring to accelerate their product roadmap. Shows unwavering commitment to innovation.
So a significant chunk consistently goes right back into developing new tech, and they're not just growing organically, right? They use strategic acquisitions too.
That's right. While organic growth is the primary driver, Axon selectively uses strategic M&A to accelerate entry into new tech areas or consolidate expertise. Acquisitions like Fusus for real-time operations enhances their situational awareness capabilities, and Dedrone for counter-drone tech are prime examples. These deals allow them to quickly acquire best-in-class technology and expertise in high-growth adjacent markets, further strengthening the value proposition of their integrated platform.
This raises an important point, though, about shareholder returns. If they're reinvesting so heavily, what does that mean for dividends or buybacks? And there's also the significant stock-based compensation they use.
Right. Consistent with their growth-oriented strategy, Axon doesn't prioritize direct returns of capital to shareholders. They've never paid a cash dividend, no plans to start. And while a stock repurchase program was authorized years ago, no shares were actually purchased under it in 2023. Management clearly believes reinvesting the business offers the highest return right now.
Okay. And the stock-based comp, SBC.
Regarding stock-based compensation, yeah, it's quite substantial. For 2025, they project SBC expense to be between $580 million and $630 million.
Wow, that's a big number.
It is. This large non-cash expense is a strategic decision. It's used to attract and retain elite engineering and AI talent in this super competitive market, while preserving cash for direct R&D and M&A.
That's a significant figure. So this raises an important question. While SBC helps get top talent, how does management square this ongoing dilution for shareholders with long-term value creation, especially given its impact on reported earnings?
It definitely creates a significant divergence between their GAAP and non-GAAP financial results. For example, in Q2 2025, GAAP net income was $36 million, but non-GAAP net income, which adjusts for SBC and other items, was $174 million.
Big difference.
Huge difference. Management views this as an investment in human capital that fuels innovation and future growth. They undo the long-term value creation from these strategic investments will ultimately outweigh the dilution. But, you know, it's an ongoing factor investors absolutely must consider. It's a headwind to per-share value creation when you're evaluating the company.
So a clear growth-first capital strategy, even if it means some shareholder dilution. But despite that, they've been delivering strong financial results recently. What does their recent quarterly performance look like? Have they been adjusting guidance?
Yeah, the first half of 2025 has been characterized by continued strong execution across the board. Q1 2025, Axon reported revenue of $604 million, up 31% year-over-year, then followed by Q2 2025 revenue of $669 million, representing 33% year-over-year growth.
Strong numbers.
Very strong. And this consistent outperformance has led to that pattern of positive guidance revisions. The beat and raise pattern signals strong underlying business momentum, high visibility into future demand. After Q1, they raised full-year 2025 revenue guidance to around 27% annual growth at the midpoint. Then, after the strong Q2 results, guidance was raised again, now targeting a range of $2.65 billion to $2.73 billion.
Which implies?
That implies approximately 29% annual growth at the midpoint for the full year, along with a target adjusted EBITDA margin of roughly 25%.
That consistent beat and raise and accelerated guidance imply incredible momentum. And it's not just the top line numbers, it's the products driving them. You mentioned some new products seeing unprecedented adoption rates.
Yes, exactly. Their strong financials are a direct reflection of the commercial success of their newest offerings. Management has repeatedly highlighted these unprecedented adoption rates. The TASER 10, fastest adopted TASER device in company history. The Axon Body 4, their fastest adopted camera. And the AI-powered Draft 1, their fastest adopted software solution ever.
Fastest ever adoption for all three major new products across hardware and software. That's incredible validation.
It really is. This rapid market acceptance validates their substantial R&D investments and confirms their innovations are hitting critical customer needs, which directly fuels that exceptional ARR growth and net revenue retention we talked about.
Any operational headwinds or challenges they're facing amidst all this impressive growth? Anything tripping them up?
Well, while the overall operational picture is robust, they do face some near-term headwinds. Management has noted the potential impact of U.S. and international tariffs, expected to weigh a bit more heavily on margins in the second half of 2025. Additionally, they've experienced some minor operational setbacks, like a delay in constructing their new corporate headquarters due to local zoning and planning decisions.
Minor stuff, mostly.
Yeah, not material to the core business performance, but relevant maybe to capital expenditure plans. Could cause slight delays in getting operational efficiencies from a new facility. Nothing major, though, it seems.
All right, so Axon is innovating and growing at an impressive clip. But no company, especially in this critical public sector, operates in a vacuum. Let's talk competition. Who are the big players? How does Axon stack up? Sounds like one rival really stands out.
You're right. The public safety tech market is becoming increasingly competitive, and Axon faces its most formidable challenge for Motorola Solutions. This is a legacy giant in the communication space and the strategic battle for dominance in this integrated law enforcement ecosystem. It's largely shaping up as a two-horse race between Axon and Motorola.
The big two. Okay. How do their strategic approaches differ? You hinted Axon is more organic, ground-up innovation, while Motorola Solutions built its offerings mainly through acquisition, strengths and vulnerabilities there.
That's an excellent distinction, and it highlights a fundamental difference. Axon's approach is rooted in organic, ground-up innovation, meticulously building a tightly integrated cloud-native ecosystem. Their competitive advantage stems from those market-defining products, CEDs, body cameras, which are the entry point into their sticky, high-margin software platform, key strengths, undisputed product leadership in those foundational hardware categories, superior SaaS metrics like ARR growth and NRR, and that deep brand loyalty.
Vulnerability might be speed of building new things versus buying.
Potentially, yes. The time it takes to organically build out new capabilities versus acquiring them could be seen as a relative vulnerability in some specific areas, perhaps.
And Motorola Solutions, they have that long history with radios, right? So a huge established customer base to leverage.
Indeed. Motorola Solutions, or MSI, leverages its deep incumbency in mission-critical communications, land mobile radios, and command center software like computer-aided dispatch. CAD. They use that position to build a competing ecosystem, but they've done it largely through aggressive acquisition. MSI has bought companies in video security, records management, advanced networking to assemble a broad portfolio.
So their strength is that massive installed base for cross-selling.
Exactly. That's their primary strength. Provides a significant cross-selling opportunity for their newer offerings, like their own body cameras and their digital evidence platform, Command Central DEMS. The potential vulnerability for MSI, though, could be the challenge of integrating all those disparate acquired technologies into a truly seamless cloud-native platform. Might lead to a less unified user experience compared to Axon's organic build.
Interesting. So organic unified integration versus strategically acquired, potentially less unified integration. That's a fascinating dynamic. How do they compare product to product? Where does each have an edge?
Qualitatively, it's pretty clear in some areas, tighter in others.
Yeah.
CEDs. Axon is the undisputed founder and dominant leader with TASER. MSI isn't really significant there. Body-worn cameras. Axon is market leader with Axon Body Series. MSI is a significant competitor, though, with its VB Series.
Yeah.
DEMS, Digital Evidence Management. Axon, again, market leader, clouddativeevidence.com. Seen as highly robust, integrated. MSI is a significant competitor with Command Central DEMS, often integrated into their broader suite. RMS Records Management. Axon Records is a growing challenger, gaining traction, modern cloud-native approach. MSI is established via acquisitions, maybe more legacy systems transitioning to cloud, CAD, computer-aided dispatch. Axon's in a new entrant, trying to disrupt. MSI is the legacy market leader, deeply entrenched systems there.
Right.
And the emerging space, drones and counter-drone. Axon is growing through Axon Air to drone acquisition, positioning aggressively. MSI is a newer entrant via its Silvus acquisition.
That's a comprehensive breakdown. Really highlights where each has core strengths. Are there other threats? Niche players? Or is it really this Axon-Motorola showdown?
Well, there are other tech providers, IBM, ANSI, Tyler Technologies, competing in specific niches. Data analytics, court case management, specific records management functions. But they generally lack that end-to-end integrated hardware plus software ecosystem that really defines the core competitive battleground between Axon and Motorola. These niche players don't typically pose the same systemic threat to Axon's overall platform dominance. The strategic high ground is largely contested between the two big players.
So if we circle back to Axon's sustainable competitive advantages, what truly makes their economic moat so strong against a well-capitalized, established competitor like Motorola Solutions?
Axon's primary sustainable competitive advantage, I think, remains the deep organic integration of its ecosystem. While Motorola can offer a bundle of products, often assembled through acquisition, Axon's platform was built organically, single, unified architecture. This creates, generally, a more seamless user experience and, crucially, a workflow for digital evidence management that is exceptionally difficult and costly for customers to replicate or replace.
A structural advantage.
Exactly. That structural advantage combined with the immense brand trust built over decades focusing solely on the public safety mission. It forms a formidable barrier to entry, challenging for any competitor, even one as well-resourced as Motorola, to truly overcome in the long run.
Okay, so we've covered the business, financials, market competition. Now for the big question. The price tag. Axon trades at a premium valuation, means we need to assess it not just as an industrial company, but as this high-growth tech platform. How do we justify that premium? What frameworks help?
Acknowledging Axon's premium valuation is definitely essential. On a traditional relative basis, the multiples look, well, elevated. The stock trades at a forward PE ratio of around 115x. Price to sales around 25x.
Which compared to traditional industrial or aerospace and defense, yeah, exceptionally high.
Right. But you're suggesting we shouldn't compare them there, but rather to high-growth SaaS companies. Why is that the better comparison? What does that re-rating signal?
Precisely. A more appropriate comparison is to a cohort of high-growth, publicly traded SaaS companies. Within that group, premium valuations are common. And they're typically justified for companies exhibiting rapid growth, high gross margins, strong net revenue retention, all characteristics Axon now clearly possesses, especially in that software and services segment. The market has fundamentally re-rated Axon from primarily a hardware maker to a high-quality, recurring revenue software company. That's been a key driver of the stock's remarkable 700% appreciation over the past 5 years.
So the re-rating signals confidence in the durability and profitability of that subscription model. Exactly. The sustainability of this premium multiple is really the central question for the investment thesis going forward.
And to gauge that sustainability, we often look at the Rule of 40 for SaaS companies. Can you quickly explain that and how Axon performs?
Sure. The Rule of 40 is a widely used benchmark in the software industry. Assesses a company's health by balancing growth and profitability. The rule basically says a company's revenue growth rate percentage plus its profit margin percentage should equal or exceed 40%. Axon's management has explicitly stated that operating as a Rule of 40 grower is a key financial target. They recognize its importance for justifying premium valuations.
And based on their 2025 guidance?
Based on their full year 2025 guidance, Axon comfortably exceeds this benchmark. Using the midpoint of revenue guidance implies about 29% annual growth. Hmm. Their target adjusted EBITDA margin is about 25%.
So 29 plus 25 equals 54%, well above the 40% threshold. For our listeners, what specific characteristics of Axon's business model make this sustainable long-term, justifying that premium?
Correct. A score of 54% places Axon in a pretty elite category, companies achieving both high growth and strong profitability simultaneously. What makes it potentially sustainable are those factors we discussed, the mission-critical nature of the software, those incredibly high switching costs, the network effects reinforcing customer loyalty, and expanding revenue. This fundamentally shifts it from maybe a cyclical hardware business to a recurring revenue stream with compounding growth potential. This performance strongly helps justify the stock's premium valuation relative to slower-growing peers. Investors are betting on that long runway.
That makes a lot of sense. And there's also the sum of the parts, or SOTP, framework. Conceptually valuing the different segments, how does that apply here? What does it reveal about where the market assigns value?
Yeah, the sum of the parts analysis provides a useful conceptual framework for a company like Axon with these distinct business segments. It involves valuing each segment as if it were standalone, then adding them up. For the connected devices segment, hardware sales, lower gross margins, it would likely be valued using multiples comparable to industrial tech or aerospace defense companies, implying a relatively modest valuation on its own.
But the software and services segment would be a totally different story, much higher multiples.
A very different story. The software and services segment, 39% growth, 75% plus gross margins, 124% NRR, exhibits the financial characteristics of a top-tier SaaS company. As such, it would command a much higher valuation multiple, potentially 15-25x EV sales, maybe higher, in line with other elite public SaaS companies. While a precise calculation is complex, the SOTP framework strongly suggests the vast majority of Axon's enterprise value is derived from its high-growth, high-margin software business. The market is increasingly valuing the entire company based on the superior economics and growth prospects of its software segment, essentially treating the hardware business as a strategic enabler for the more valuable recurring revenue.
So while the valuation might look high at first glance, breaking it down helps explain why the market's willing to pay a premium. But every investment has risks. A balanced view means covering potential headwinds. What are the key risks Axon faces? How might they impact the story?
That's a critical point for any analysis. Axon faces a range of strategic, operational, legal challenges. Definitely warrant careful consideration. Starting with strategic and competitive risks, there's that dependence on government spending. A substantial portion of revenue comes from government agencies. Exposes them to budget cycles, political priorities, lengthy, often unpredictable procurement processes, can introduce volatility.
And then there's that intensifying competition for Motorola solutions we discussed. Clearly a significant threat.
Exactly. Intensifying competition from a well-capitalized, entrenched player like Motorola could lead to increased pricing pressure, especially in new market segments, potential market share erosion. Then there's reputational risk. Axon operates in a highly scrutinized public environment. Any product failures, particularly with tasers or controversies around the ethical implications or use of their advanced tech, like AI surveillance tools, could result in significant negative publicity, damage brand, erode crucial customer trust.
So beyond those big strategic risks, what about operational and financial challenges that could affect their ability to execute?
Operationally and financially, the premium valuation itself is a risk. High market expectations mean there's little margin for error. Any failure to meet aggressive growth or profitability targets could lead to a significant stock correction. There's also execution risk on new initiatives. Their ambitious long-term growth relies heavily on successfully expanding into new product categories, AI, drones, and successfully penetrating those vast new international and commercial markets. No guarantee they can replicate domestic success everywhere.
Right.
And as we discussed, stock-based compensation and dilution is an ongoing risk. Acts as a headwind to per-share value creation. Investors have to factor that in.
And finally, what about the legal, regulatory, and data-related risks, particularly prominent and sensitive in this industry?
These are particularly acute for Axon. Product liability litigation is a continuous risk, just due to the nature of taser devices. While they have a strong history of successful defense, litigation is costly, time-consuming, always carries risk of adverse judgments. Then there's the immense challenge of data privacy and cybersecurity. The Axon Cloud stores vast quantities of highly sensitive digital evidence, makes them a high-value target for cyber attacks. A significant data breach could be catastrophic reputation, customer trust, legal liability.
Huge potential impact.
Huge. Finally, the evolving regulatory landscape is a constant concern. Axon's business is subject to this complex, changing web of regulations, data privacy, weapons classification, emerging tech like AI and drones, could impose significant compliance costs or limit their operational scope in certain places.
Wow, that's a lot to consider. Paints a truly balanced picture of both the opportunity and the risk. So let's bring it all together. What's the compelling bull case for Axon? What are the primary concerns in the bear case? And critically, what are the key signposts for you, the informed observer, to monitor going forward?
Okay, the bull case for Axon is very compelling. It's a dominant, mission-critical tech platform for public safety, clear market leader in a large, growing industry, benefiting from those powerful secular tailwinds. Its core strength is that deeply integrated ecosystem hardware and software, creating that formidable economic moat. protected by high switching costs, growing network effects. This translates into a superior financial profile. 30% plus annual revenue growth, high and expanded software gross margins, excellent forward visibility from over $1.2 billion in ARR, consistently exceeding the Rule of 40. And the growth story has a long runway, massive underpenetrated opportunities internationally, U.S. federal, new commercial verticals, all supported by a robust innovation pipeline in AI, drones, VR.
And the bear case. Primary concerns that could derail this impressive story.
The bear case primarily centers on, I'd say, two key areas. Valuation and competition. The stock's current valuation is demanding. It prices in years of near flawless execution, leaves little margin for error. Any significant faltering in growth or profitability could lead to a substantial correction. Simultaneously, the competitive threat from Motorola Solutions is real, intensifying, could lead to pricing pressure, market share erosion, especially as they bumped into each other more. Axon's heavy reliance on government spending introduces cyclical risk. And there are those latent but significant risks around product liability, data breaches, and the complex ethical and regulatory considerations of new tech that could become major headwinds.
So for you, the long-term investor, just a curious observer, what are the most important signposts, the key metrics you should monitor to track how this story unfolds? Assess Axon's continued performance.
Okay, you should closely monitor the year-over-year growth rate of annual recurring revenue, ARR. And the stability of the net revenue retention rate, NRR, ideally, you want to see that stay above 120%, indicates strong customer loyalty, expansion. Keep a close eye on the consolidated gross margin. Look for continued expansion as that high-margin software and services segment grows as a percentage of total revenue.
Makes sense. What else?
Look for meaningful acceleration in international revenue growth. That's critical to realizing the full potential of their huge international TAM. Pay attention to the bookings and revenue contribution from new growth initiatives, especially the AI era plan, Axon Air, VR training. These are the key drivers of future expansion. Also, watch for public announcements of major contract wins and losses, particularly those where Axon and Motorola Solutions are directly competing head-to-head. That tells you a lot about the competitive dynamic.
Good point.
And finally, continuously assess the company's performance against that Rule of 40 benchmark. Does its growth and profitability profile continue to justify a premium valuation in the market?
That's an incredibly detailed roadmap for understanding Axon's journey and its future trajectory. As public safety continues its rapid digital evolution and with technologies like AI becoming central to policing, Axon aims not just to equip officers, but to fundamentally redefine what safety means in the 21st century. The question for you, the informed observer, isn't just whether they will succeed in their ambitious goals, but what further implications their vision of an obsoleted bullet might ultimately have for society at large. It's a mission both ambitious and, well, potentially profound.